In Baghdad today, as many as 100,000 people got together to watch a soccer match. It's the first time a group that large has been able to gather peacefully in the war-torn capital since the U.S. invasion 5 years ago. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Baghdad.
It was standing room only this afternoon at the Shab soccer field. At least 60,000 Iraqi soccer fans crammed into the stadium, and almost as many were left standing outside the gates, longing to get in. On the pitch, it was Erbil from the capital of Iraqi Kurdistan in the north versus Zahra, one of Baghdad's most popular teams competing in the Iraqi Soccer League final. Most recently, the Shab soccer stadium was used to house refugees from the fighting in the vast Shiite slum of Sadr City in Baghdad. Today, it was filled with cheering fans. Tariq Ahmed is a member of the Iraqi Soccer Federation.
I consider this a happy occasion for Iraq because all these people felt secure enough to attend this match. It is a victory for Iraq and a victory for Iraq's unity.
The head of the National Soccer Fan Club, Kaduri Abbas Al-Saidi, was almost giddy with excitement.
You cannot describe it. You cannot describe it. Do you know why? Since the invasion, there's never been this many people attending a soccer match. Not even close. In fact, in 55 years, I can only remember one other match rivaling this in terms of attendance.
The turnout, he said, was a sign that people feel that security has improved.
The terrorists are dying. They've been destroyed. They're exhausted.
Security was extremely tight, though, with helicopters whirling overhead and Iraqi army and Iraqi police on hand. It was not a deterrent to the soccer faithful. Tickets were being scalped in front of the door for 10 times the original price. Muayyad Karim Shanan said he had not been to an outdoor event since the U.S.-led invasion 5 years ago, and when he heard that the final was going to be played in Baghdad, he was desperate to come.
My feeling is of happiness, great happiness for Iraqi people. All of us are happy. We've spent 5 years without feeling such happiness.
In the end, the Baghdad home team, Zahra, lost to Erbil. But it wasn't enough to dampen anyone's enthusiasm at the stadium. Still, Iraq is far from a safe place. A few hours after the match ended, there was news of a suicide bombing that killed around 24 people in the western part of the capital. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.
Iraqi reporters Kais Al-Jalali and Ghassan Adnan contributed to this report.